Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm back. Little voice. Let's just start this off on the right foot. I know y'all missed me. All right, I know last week was rough for a lot of people because all you got was one voice when you was expecting two. Well, guess what? You're going to get a lot of this. No, I can't be extra like that.
Can you?
It's really nice to be recording with you again.
Yeah, it is. Nice to be back.
I hated how sick I was.
I know. It was really bad. When you were snoring, it was so awful. I couldn't sleep.
It wasn't that bad. You love my snoring.
Okay.
Remember when you used to love everything about me?
You never used to snore.
You waited until we got married.
Very much like what we're about to talk about, to switch up on me, because
gotcha.
Okay. You never did it before. Ironically, it is still my lead.
It is. And I also love how you didn't answer my question.
This is the Black Woman Marriage Podcast. That's Mikey, babe.
And that's Randy.
Oh, okay. That works. Okay.
It does.
Because the way you wrote it as if you were leading.
Yeah. You could always just say your name.
But just like, go structure. Okay. And this is episode 50, that Black Mirror episode. Before we get started, y'all, we have a website, and it's www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. If you're confused as to what's happening right now, just wait. Follow us on social media platforms. What are we on Instagram, Randy?
We are Black Millennial Marriage.
Hi. On Facebook, what are we?
We are Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, what are we, love?
We are _the Chapmans. Y'all, leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. And speaking of voicemails.
Again, that's 770-750-4098. And speaking of voicemails.
We have some listener feedback. Because y'all actually like engage with us and like us and things. And so we have an email first and we have a voicemail second. And so the email is from a listener. Her name is Shanae Jackson.
And Shanae was responding to...
She was catching up. So she was responding to episode 42.
Okay.
Which the fight or flight you had was about the lullabies.
Got you.
So yeah, so Shanae emailed us on June 17th. I think that was Father's Day. Father's Day is 16.
I still, even though we just celebrated, don't know what day Father's Day is.
It's the second Sunday.
Gotcha. It's okay. We'll get it together around here. It's fine.
So she says, hey, Mikey and Randy, I will never forget the IE. Thank you.
Respect my wife.
But a lot of people do it. I'm going to show grace because I ain't always.
Remember that movie, The Other Guys? I know this is random. It has nothing to do with anything we're talking about today. But do you remember the movie with Mark Wahlberg and the dude who plays Anchorman, Will Ferrell?
Yes.
There's a scene where, like, he pronounces the wife's name wrong, and the husband just, like, snaps. Like, the wife's name is, like, Christina or something, and it's just stupid.
I do. That was a stupid movie. You always get me watching stupid movies with you.
I do.
Like,
stupid
Pain
movies
and Gain
make the world go round. Like, what?
Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain was an
Glory
American classic.
And first of all.
Go ahead.
I love. Yes, I'm dramatic, you guys. Your transparency is perfect. I love how honest and open you all are. Listening to your podcast has caused me to have conversations in my marriage that haven't always been the most comfortable. And fight or flight has made arguments a lot easier. Second, congrats on that beautiful human being that you all get to call your daughter. I miss when my kids were that small. Enjoy every second. I know you guys probably hear that all the time, but for real, soak up all these moments. Anywho, I just finished episode 42, Changes, and Mikey's fight or flight was about lullabies. And Randy, I'm also a fellow bumblebee in the most gorgeous beehive that belongs to the queen bee that we all know
Y'all problematic. Y'all problematic.
And I had I believe is an amazing idea.
Got you.
There's an album on iTunes that is nothing but Beyonce songs, but in lullaby form. When I tell you this was the best thing that happened to me and my kids, LOL, mainly because it kept them asleep and it kept me entertained. So check it out, and hopefully it'll be one that the three of you guys love. Thank y'all again for providing such dope ass content. I love y'all. Oh my god, my name is Shanae, and I'm actually born and raised here in Atlanta. So my husband and I agree that y'all should definitely Drew April.
Shut it down.
Y'all should definitely do a game night because we want more couple friends too.
Did you just raise your voice at me?
We're 27. We're 27 and 32.
Okay.
So we're all around the same age anyway.
We are.
Oh, and I don't care if y'all read this. And I don't mind if you say my name, Destiny Child's voice, LOL. Okay, bye for real this time. Girl, I love the email. I told her I was going to read it. You didn't get to read it.
I enjoyed that. It's also nice to know that there are also other people who were born and raised here.
Yeah.
Because that number is really small. It's a really small number.
It is. So thank you, Shanae. And now we have a voicemail.
Before we get into the voicemail, though, a couple of things. I did want to shout out everyone who took the time out to write a comment or send a message on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Father's Day was a little emotional for the guy.
Though he didn't cry. The kid
did not cry. I was really just happy.
He was.
It was a very good day for me. So just thank you. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. I really do. I don't know. I was just smiling. My first Father's Day, where I recognize it as an actual holiday.
Yes.
And I wasn't shouting out mothers or other people who are dads with kids.
Right.
I got to just enjoy my own. And it was good. It was really good. My daughter made me a painting.
She did.
It was beautiful. Her and Randy worked on it. I got my first pair of Jordans, of off-white Jordans. They were great. They're actually a miniature keychain, but they are sneakers, which I love. What else?
You got an episode?
I got an episode. Ooh, the episode.
You know, wait.
Ooh, wait, nah, because some people didn't hear it yet. If you haven't heard it yet, it's only 20 minutes, 20, like 5. Go listen to Randy's Father's Day episode. It was really great. If you have heard it, then you see why I love my wife. She took the time out to go and do that by herself, and she carried the whole episode, and I'm extremely proud of her, because I'm not cut from that cloth. I'm not made that way, and I don't think that I could have done that for her. That's why on Mother's Day, I just get you gifts.
Right. That's why you didn't do it for me, but that's okay, baby. That's okay.
Save it for when we're together.
Speaking of Father's Day, this voicemail is from Latasha, and she had a message for her own dad. We're going to hear it, and we hope you enjoy.
Doesn't get any easier, you know. Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out. I've been a father since I was a toddler. I would teach the mother father how to reach the father.
And we're back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Latasha. That was really kind
of it was voicemail. Sweet. Sorry for your loss.
Yes.
I cannot imagine the feeling of losing a father. Because I ain't got no daddy. But I would imagine that that would be rough for my baby and my wife around this time of year. So,
yeah,
my prayers are with you. Doesn't matter how long ago stuff like this happens.
Yeah, she said 2 years ago, 2017. Which, you know, that's when Grandma Pat passed, too.
Yeah, that's fresh still.
Or she passed on Thanksgiving as well. So, we get it. But thank you. I thought it was really sweet. And I also thought it was, like, personally funny that you cracked up at the fact that you were going to call him on Father's Day. And that he would also find it funny. Because that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. So,
but also, thank you for shouting out your guy.
Yes. Hi, Daryl.
Happy Father's Day. Yes, present fathers.
You don't listen, she told us, but what's up?
Make him listen to this part.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, my guy.
All right. All right. So, y'all, guess what?
What are we about to talk about?
So, this is episode 50 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, that Black Mirror episode. So, this episode, y'all, is sponsored by the good folks at Audible.
Woo!
So today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible's offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/BMM and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a free title and start listening. It's that easy. If you need some book recommendations, y'all know I got you. Some of my favorite books are on Audible. So, Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Chester, What It Means When a Man Falls from the Sky by Leslie Arima, Becoming, Michelle Obama. So go check it out, y'all. And again, y'all don't have to download these recommendations. It has a array of unmatched, countless books, shows, news, comedy, and more from your leading audiobook publishers. So again, that's audibletrial.com/BMM for your free audiobook and Audible trial. All right.
Yo, you killed that shit.
Did I?
You did. I'm never going to do the ad.
Yes,
that was amazing.
Are.
Oh my God, I can't wait till episode 51 when you repeat what you just did.
We're just going to copy it.
Randy, you did really well.
Did I?
That was our first ad, everybody.
Our first sponsorship. Yes. Oh, we're really excited. So,
we need gunshots on this show.
Check it out, y'all. Do it.
No, deadass. Like, it's actually something that I want to use. So for my people who ride around listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
On those days where you're missing us and you need a book or something else you want to listen to. Check it out.
And you can also check out samples. I love a good sample. So just check out samples.
But make sure you use our code.
Yeah.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
That was a great job.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do things to you later.
thanks.
So we can record it for Audible.
Mike, stop.
No, sorry, go ahead.
In this episode, we are going to talk about, like we've been saying, that by mirror episode. So the first episode of the new season. Y'all, so our sister sent us a text. She was like, hey, I need you to go watch episode 1 right now. And we're going to talk about it. We didn't watch it right now. We didn't do that. But we did.
Watch it.
We did watch it.
So we are a Black Mirror family.
We are.
If you are unfamiliar with what Black Mirror is, I suggest you roll out from under the rock that you are currently laying on, Patrick Starr. And I need you to click on it. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I know you're not paying for your Netflix. You know somebody else who's not, but they have one. Just use their login.
Mikey.
And check out Black Mirror. It actually is. What's the word? It's mind. It messes with your mind.
Yeah.
It's trippy shit.
Yeah.
But it is always a really good episode at the end of the day.
Yes.
Except this last one. What the fuck happened?
So this episode, we've never done this, obviously.
We've never done this.
But this episode.
Sparked the conversation. Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to talk about that. So if you haven't seen this first episode of Black Mirror of this new season.
And you plan to.
Pause this right now. Because it's going to be spoilers. So pause
the entire time. We're spoiling it right after this moment.
Right. Watch it. Then come back to this episode. So everybody who was waiting for this episode and you really want to see it.
Four.
We're sorry.
Three. Two.
So
you've been warned.
Ultimately, the episode was wild in theory. But it really showed us how bad things can get when you do not communicate.
It's a real, what's that, cautionary tale. It's a really great cautionary tale. And we're all about those here.
Yes. So, before that, or after that, we'll wrap it up with a fight or flight, end it with some always appreciated PDA. Before we get into all of that, we do have the love story, which is led by Mikey.
Woo! All right. my search for love stories was literally just to make me feel better about love because this Black Mirror episode threw me off.
Okay.
And I came across an article and it's just a couple of short love stories. So I'm just going to read like three of them. They're really short.
Okay.
All right. So in here, I got a couple of like how we met first kiss.
Things. Where is this from?
This is from Reader's Digest.
Okay.
.com.
Got it.
Those are the little magazines that you can sometimes find in public restrooms. Yes.
Please continue.
First article. Really quick. One day in junior high school, I went to the movies. I sat with friends behind a row of boys from our class. The boy in front of me turned around and planted a kiss on me. When I got home, my parents asked me about the movie. I drew a blank. I couldn't remember anything after the kiss. I've been happily married to that boy for 41 years.
Who is this? Do they say the name?
Donna Lou Banner in Gridley, Illinois. It's a real place. I Googled it.
Okay. Gridley, Illinois.
Gridley, Illinois.
I feel like we can make a book about that. Gridley. Gridley, Illinois. Okay, go ahead.
Here's another one. We were driving down the road when a rabbit ran out in front of us. He swerved to avoid it. Although I was pleased by his show of compassion, he won my heart when he called it a bunny.
Mikey.
Mary Lou McCowan.
What?
Leroy, New York.
Are you doing?
That's what happened. Yo.
And this last one.
The compassion was not the thing.
Lord.
He said, I ain't want to hit the bunny. And that's when she got wet.
Oh, no. You know, whatever floats your boat. Whatever makes things spark and fly.
Let's see. On one of our first dates, my wife-to-be hopped on my motorcycle and took off, riding around my parents' yard as if she'd been riding all her life. Unfortunately, we hadn't gone over the fine part of stopping.
Oh, no.
And suddenly, boom, she was off.
No.
But up she bounced, announcing that was fun. Then and there, I knew this was the girl for me. That stuck out to me, obviously, because of my love for motorcycles. And watching you sit on my motorcycle was extremely sexy.
Who is this person?
That was Dale L. Hall. Of Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
Does it say how long they've been married?
No.
This is Ohio?
Yes, they're in Ohio.
No comment.
Where they don't wear helmets when they ride.
Yeah. One of my good friends is like, they call the eyeball season around summertime.
Oh, yeah. It gets different down there.
Because, you know.
Up there.
Did you say down there?
Everywhere's down there, even if it's.
But it's not.
You don't know.
So, main topic, y'all. So, Black Mirror.
Those are my love stories. How'd you like
them? Oh, thank you. Sorry. I thought that those were very interesting.
They were.
And you chose this because of how the Black Mirror episode.
Just some regular,
the Black
normal
Mirror episode
love.
Really bothered Mikey.
Shit was weird.
I don't think it was that weird. I think Black Mirror has been weirder.
Looking back, it's not. But it's not my truth. Like, it's not my story. It ain't my lifestyle. Which is why I'm like,
What you mean your lifestyle?
Of not talking.
Yeah.
Because that is who I am now. Like, that is a part of me. I see how fucked up this could be if I didn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing this. It would reflect on the mic.
And vice versa.
And
if you didn't. If you ain't talk.
Yeah.
You probably secretly.
I don't think so.
Or we just wouldn't be together.
Right. I think that's more likely of
And we'd just be out here co-parenting. Because we'd still like meet up for sex.
Will we?
Absolutely. You think I'm going to like not remind you of how mediocre everyone else you're talking to is?
Black Mirror. Things that must be mentioned in this story, y'all.
All right.
So the backstory is. What, Mikey?
Is Randy made us watch this episode?
I don't think that.
Randy forced Black Mirror on us. It was funny. so not every once in a while, you know how sometimes you're just talking to somebody and you'd be like, so what are we doing today? And like, you're just looking for like arbitrary answer of like, oh, we're going to like have fun. Like, you know, something. Mm-hmm. Something vague. Randy was extremely specific. I was like, hey, so what are we doing tonight? Oh, we're going to eat. We're going to watch Black Mirror. We're going to do this. Like, oh, you had plans.
Yeah.
Like you had
you
plans.
Asked for.
You had preordained.
I didn't think that it was that deep, but Mikey was quite surprised.
It was so
He's
cute.
Like, oh, well, I guess
because
we will.
Because normally when we ask what we do, don't nobody got an answer. I don't know. Or like, you know.
What you
like,
want to do?
You had answers. I was like, oh, she had a plan.
It was
beautiful.
One of my decisive days.
And so we watched Black Mirror.
We did.
Absolutely. I love watching stuff with Randy.
Well, mainly because at this point, Mama had also watched it because she was in the group message and all these people were starting to watch it. And I was, and you know that I love Nicole Beharie. Love her.
Who?
Nicole Beharie.
I didn't know that was her name. I love her too.
Nikki.
I didn't know that
you
was
don't
her name.
Know these.
I know what they look like physically. Some of them, I don't remember their names. It just is what it is. That's because
really,
the only woman
really
I'm focused
like
on is you.
I love Sleepy Hollow. Randy hated when they kicked her off.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Hated when she got killed off, and I never watched another episode. So I don't even know how the episode ended. I just saw it on Twitter, and I was like, "Well, that's it for me."
Gotcha.
But I love her. She's like one of my favorite Black actresses, and you know, I could take or leave Anthony Mackie. But
first of all, so this was starring
Nicole Beharie
and Anthony Mackie, who is formerly known as Papa Doc, everyone's favorite battle rapper from Detroit. He was also in that little Avengers movie, I guess.
Mikey. In Captain America.
He is more popular for his role in 8 Mile.
Oh. Anyway, so the plot overview.
Yes.
So the plot overview.
Before we get into the plot overview, I think it's important to note that Randy hates Anthony Mackie. And I think everyone should know.
Maybe we should stop saying that I hate him because we could actually become somebody someday and he's going to be like, oh, you
look,
hate me?
I like I Papa Doc. I don't know why you don't.
Him. I just can't stand his character in Captain America because he's always on his dick. Which ironically is similar to this episode. So listen, I
ooh is a special place in hell. You were saying, man.
So anyway,
plot. So the plot. Story so, begins with yeah, three roommates. So, what are the roommates' names?
Nicole Beharie is Theo.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Mackie is Danny.
Uh huh.
And their roommate is Carl.
Yes.
I don't know his real actor name, but they're all three roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Theo and Danny end up, Nicole and Anthony Mackie, Theo and Danny, end up getting married.
Because at some point, you end up having sex with your roommate if it's a girl and she's pretty.
Yes. And so they get married and Black Mirror flash forwards into like the present. And
but before that, there was a...
A game.
A game.
Yes, sorry.
Danny, Anthony Mackie, had an interview the next morning. Or had to go to work the next morning, but mm-hmm. he didn't want to. He instead stayed up all night with his roommate playing this game called Striking Vipers.
Yes.
And Striking Vipers is a fighting game. It's loosely like Street Fighter.
Yes. Do you have the character?
I don't have the character names, but it's fine. One of them is a female character, and Carl plays the female character. She's basically like Chun-Li. Everybody uh-huh. knows Chun-Li's the one who kicks.
Okay.
And Danny, Anthony Mackie, was playing with the character who's kind of like Ryu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And I really want to find those names. Isn't her name like Rio or something?
But it's okay, because we can continue the plot without...
So, okay. Anyway. anyway, mm-hmm. so if Black Mirror flash forwards to the present. And in the present, Danny and Theo are now married. Mm-hmm. And it is his birthday. They are having a barbecue. She has spit up on her shirt because their child is like a child. And
yes, they have a child.
Yes. And, you know, they have that look. You know, that we're married. We did it the right way, in quotes. We're bored out of our minds. Put on some weight.
Yeah, Anthony Mackie at this point put on a little bit of weight. Theo, though, looked great.
Yeah, Nicole always looks great. She's great. So.
Yes. And they had a son. They were doing like a family barbecue.
Yeah, of course, birthday.
Neighborhood barbecue. And they had a whole bunch of people there. And
yes. And they seem really happy. Carl shows up after a long time. They seem happy together.
Gotcha. Yes.
Carl shows up after a long time and he has a gift for Danny and it is this VR game.
Virtual reality version of Striking Vipers.
Yes.
The game that they used to play on basically like a Nintendo has now become this virtual reality game.
Right.
And Carl just kept talking about, you know, it's going to blow his mind. It's like the greatest
nothing
thing.
Nothing you could ever.
Nothing you could imagine. It's the greatest game ever.
In the history of games.
You've ever done
he's
in your
just
life.
Like, okay.
And yeah, at this point, Danny's really just tired and yes. bored. He got that daddy weight on him.
Yeah.
We all get it. They made a couple of comments about certain stuff. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm just comfortable. Yeah. That's just a thing that happens when you're yeah. married. I'm not trying to impress nobody. He yeah. said that. And they also brought up Danny and Theo trying to have another baby.
Yes. So they're also trying yeah, again.
She brought up, like, I'm ovulating. Like, now's the night. You
yeah.
know,
which is like a
stuff.
Real conversation.
And do we ever talk about like that?
What?
Like the whole like ovulating thing. Like how sex can be like a struggle.
Yeah.
During that time, because it just seems kind of more robotic and less
yeah,
organic.
More like a chore. Like, hey, we gotta do it right now. And
if you're not
like,
there yet, cool. Just know that when that starts happening, my
yeah, because with Drew, we do none of that. We was kind of like,
I was just like, look, I'm
if
gonna
it
shoot
happen,
the club
it happen.
Up. At some point,
it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Because we know I can. We just don't know how long I can.
And apparently, I can too.
So anyway,
yes.
Eventually they end up, he ends up playing the game later that night. Nicole yeah, goes to sleep. She's really tired.
Yeah,
Theo goes to sleep.
Well, he was saying that he was really tired.
And she was too.
And she was, but she wanted to, you know, have sex.
Yes. Cause she was ovulating.
She was ovulating. Yes. And he was like, you know, my knee just hurts. Like he had like a knee pain. I'm tired. And, he's like, you know, I want you, we'll try again tomorrow.
Yes.
She was like, okay. She goes to sleep. He goes to sleep, but he couldn't really sleep. So he was like, all right, I guess I'm gonna just get up. He goes to start playing a video game. He's playing Tetris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he gets an invite from Carl.
Yes, to play Striking Vipers. And so he joins the game. And if anyone knows Black Mirror episodes, you know at some point they have that thing, that little device.
It's like a little dot. It's essentially, its function is kind of like a Bluetooth
yes.
headphone. It connects to the game, except
it connects to your mind.
To your brain. Like yes. It literally links your brain to the video game. So they start the game and his eyes go white. Yeah. It's a thing that happens. This was a callback to like a couple seasons ago.
Last season, yes.
And he is literally inside the game. He is right. The character.
That he's always playing, which is the guy.
The guy. And Carl is the character that he's always playing, which is the girl. Danny expressed like, you know, he was having knee pain. He was just feeling like out of shape or whatever. So mm-hmm. he looks at his character. His character has like abs and can jump and can
kick.
He's
like this character. He's not in pain. He's in shape.
Yeah, like he's like enjoying it. So him and Carl
start fighting.
Start the first round of the fight. Mm-hmm, and Carl beat his ass.
Yes, Carl did.
Which was a throwback to when they were younger and they were playing college because Carl was not letting up.
Yeah.
And he just was like taking an ass whooping and then the game reset and bruises faded and it was like, oh, you know, like I felt all of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just showed like how realistic the game was.
Yes.
And like, you know, the power of the mind and all of that. And I'm going to let Randy go from here.
And then at some point they start backfighting.
Uh-huh.
Danny,
this is round two.
Yeah. Danny is in his male character and he's getting the groove of it. And then Carl in the woman's body, I can't remember her name. It's really bothering me.
That's fine.
Kisses him. And Danny's like, wait, well, he kisses him back.
Nah, Danny kissed back, son.
Yeah, Danny kisses back, and then he's just like, wait.
They realize what happens.
And then he exits the game.
Pushes off of him, and he says, exits the game.
Yeah, he exits the game. And then he realizes, like, oh, shit, you know? And so we watching it like, oh, shit,
you know? Danny quickly closes the game.
Like, yes, he's like, yep, gotta go to sleep.
It's a wrap. Naturally.
He does not tell
Danny
his wife.
Does the important thing, which is explain to his wife what happens. Danny expresses. They have like an in-depth conversation about it. And then the show ends there.
So he doesn't. And this is why I told Mike I wanted to time this. Because we could spend the whole episode explaining this episode.
It's okay.
So he doesn't tell Theo what has happened. Instead, he goes back into the game. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up fucking. They fuck the whole episode, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, but
Randy kind of glossed over that. They have really intimate sex together inside this video game mentally.
And it impacts his sex with his wife. So he can't, in real life, have sex with Theo.
Mm-hmm. The attraction isn't there. He's confused, conflicted. There are a lot of feelings involved.
Yes, she doesn't know what's going on.
Weeks. No.
He's not kissing her. He's not touching her. Nope, he's not talking to her. He ain't never in the mood. They're trying to have a baby, but you can't get pregnant if you ain't having sex. Mm-hmm. And
she thinking he cheating. He said he not.
But he is.
He don't know if he gay or not. But Carl don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on. But that's the general
yes. So eventually, Danny cuts him off. Says, you know, no, I'm married. Got to do right by my wife. They get pregnant. She invites Carl back over for his birthday because she remembered that for his birthday last year, he enjoyed the visit.
Uh-huh.
They are not talking currently, him and Carl, mm-hmm. because he has not been in the game. They end up getting a little fight. She picks him up from jail and she's like, what is wrong with y'all? Why are y'all fighting? I don't understand. And it ends with
Anthony Mackie telling the truth.
Right. And then it flash forwards to the scene. The baby is now here. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
And they both give each other boxes. Theo gives Danny a box. Danny gives her a box. And
they look like they come to some sort of agreement. And she says, give this back
in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. And he says, you do the same.
Me and Randy are looking at each other confused.
Like, what the fuck are they?
Even though I knew exactly what was going on.
I did not.
At one point, they were arguing in a restaurant, and Theo was telling Danny, you know, just tell me what's happening. I'll deal with it in my own way.
Yes.
I'll deal with it. Just give me the chance to deal with it.
Yes.
This is how apparently they dealt with it. The episode then flash forward. He opens the box, and it is the game piece that will connect him to the virtual reality thing.
So he can be
with
Carl.
And she opens her box, and she places her ring inside of it.
Yeah, so she gets a free night to be with whoever she wants.
And he gets one night to go have virtual sex with his friend from college in Striking Vipers.
So, y'all, we had such a long conversation after this episode.
Might be wondering, how did y'all have a conversation after hearing this? Let's actually go with what we're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So, one reason why we like the show.
I like Black Mirror. I actually wrote it down. So, I like Black Mirror because it's different. It's a play on a lot of things we deal with, like social media and virtual reality. And I think that the stories teach a lot of lessons and spark a lot of conversation. I think that's what good TV does. It's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you think and be like, am I talking to my spouse? You know, did this happen to me? You know, like things like that. And that's why I like Black Mirror. How about you?
Some of the concepts in Black Mirror can be a little wild. It can be a little ludicrous. It's out there. But I love it in general because, like, I feel like Black Mirror is tailored towards millennials.
Yeah.
Personally. It plays on ideas that we've all had or thoughts that we've had or dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, it does this really good mix of, like, technology, reality, and, like, possibilities.
Right.
All mixed together. And, like, we're going to give you random episodes about stuff.
Yes.
Maybe one bad episode in four seasons. Like, one where I was just like, this wasn't it. But it has a little bit of something for everybody.
It does.
And then someone told me what Black Mirror meant. And I was like, ooh, that's deep. It was talking about your phone screen. Your phone screen is a black mirror and we're all being sucked in. Anyway, check it out.
It is.
Great show. It is.
So, why do we think this is a good conversation starter, this episode?
For all the reasons that we always talk about, we could repeat every episode for the next million episodes about the importance of communication. But sometimes it's good to have some reasons behind it. Yeah. Even if those reasons are steeped in virtual reality games where a dude is having sex with another dude in a girl's body.
Yes. So...
Brandy slow blinkers.
Because I really think, I also think they gloss over the fact that Carl, I don't know if he was coming out as trans or
Carl didn't know. He felt Carl like was great in like he's a like he never felt anything and, like this before.
Yeah.
It was a new experience, but it felt more real to him than because Carl was like out here. Carl had like mad girls all the time.
Yeah.
But it just didn't feel as good to him as like playing this video game and
being in this woman's body.
Yeah, Carl had mentioned like he did it before with other men, you know, with groups of people, with like, you know,
with
like,
animals, and it won the same. And
yeah,
it was
a,
with Danny
panda
that it
was in
the best.
Video game. There's a bear, and he was like, I even did it with the bear.
And you know what that's like, fucking a bear. And it was just like, what the fuck is going on? What is going on? Yo, so it was like, yeah. So I think it was a good conversation starter. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I think it was a good conversation starter? Yeah. Because one, this episode to me hit close to home only because I think this was the first Black Mirror episode that dealt with spouses.
It did.
And while
all
I
black
think
people.
The, yeah, all black people, mm-hmm. black cast. And while I think that, like you said, like the concept is like ludicrous, right? But it really, I feel like our conversation centered around like, because we spent the whole episode screaming at the TV, like, talk to her.
And here's
your
the thing.
Wife is it, telling you.
It featured a millennial couple.
Yeah.
Who were married, black.
Newborn.
Kids,
I mean,
like
they,
it had, it had like all of those things.
Like, it to me, it felt very close to home. Millennial couple, new baby, get stuck in sometimes this mundane routine of like.
He not feeling himself physically. She's starting to question herself physically.
Yeah, because she thought it was her. Like. I know my body ain't the same since this baby, but, you know, I know that sometimes you get bored. Shit, I get bored, too. Like, it was literally,
I think
like,
we both
talking
got pissed
to
at that
your...
moment. I was like, because, damn, nigga, you fucking up. Because she really do think that it's her.
Yes.
But it's not. Because she's fine, mind you, this entire
right. time. Like, damn. In theory, if she had really had this baby and this was her body, like, it ain't fair. Mm-hmm. But, because that is not what postpartum is like. You gotta work, okay? But, yeah, like it was, so I felt like it hit very close to home in terms of like those themes.
Mm-hmm.
Spouses, millennial couple, new baby, trying again. Baby wasn't too new, but you know, old enough to like three or four, trying again. And so that's why I think it was a good conversation started because it was some representation of some things that could occur in our marriage or just in marriage.
Yeah. And what it led to was a hypothetical conversation about if this was us. How do you handle this?
Right. So we did say we would tell each other, but I did tell Mikey, and I think, did you tell me that you could understand why it would be hard? Like, I can get the concept. I could see him trying to figure out, oh, this is just a slip up, a kiss, and maybe this will never happen again. But I think that is not, like, I can see, I felt like in the show, he did a good job of, like, you could see these wheels turning. Like, why would I ever tell her this? Because it's never going to happen again.
Here's
everything's
the thing.
Fine.
And I think that, and people, like, anyone listening to this, in a relationship, married, not in a relationship, not married, whatever the case may be, if you're thinking about marriage, that means you're thinking about lifelong partnership.
Yes.
That means you're thinking about dealing with somebody forever.
Forever.
Which means this is somebody you got to talk to. Right? You
really
genuinely
have to talk.
So, here's why keeping a secret is not beneficial to either one of y'all.
Yeah.
It's going to eat at you, and it's going to fuck y'all up. Simultaneously. It's a thing that happens. And it just keeps getting worse and worse, and it will not get better until someone speaks up. Right?
Yes.
Knowing this, when you go into it, you got to understand, like, that's your partner in crime, right?
Yes.
She stated multiple times early in the episode, like, look, just tell me anything, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Which honestly is how...
She ain't say I'll leave you. She said I will figure something out.
We will handle it together. We're going to figure out what we need to do.
Yeah.
And I think that that was one of the healthiest things that was communicated.
Yeah.
Naturally, the nigga did not listen.
He lied.
There's a fear
yeah.
that y'all gonna snap, y'all gonna leave, y'all gonna do something that is undesirable to us. Usually leaving, or I don't know, like, we don't like knowing we fucked up, even when we fucked up. But you don't really fuck up until a girl show you that you fucked up.
You don't really fuck up, I think, until I've said, and I told you, that's a really big thing in our relationship. I'd rather you tell me.
That's what I'm saying. Until you show me, I didn't really fuck up.
No.
Or, like, I can just hold it. Like, obviously I did, but it's not real to us. You see what I'm saying? Until, like, there's a reaction. Mm-mm. And if you actually tell your girl, you're going to get a reaction at some point. Like, it's like trying to... It's just like hiding it. Like, I just want to hide it for as long as I can. I know,
but it isn't. In this case, I think it was really foul because he literally says, "I promise, I swear, nothing." You are lying. So now that I've given you this free day on his birthday, by the way, so every birthday he gets his free pass to get in this video game, and she gets a free pass to go to the bar. And like,
by the way, in case you were wondering where this led.
So now I can't trust you. Because you promised, you swore, and
but y'all are married.
But we said we would tell each other. But y'all, even though, especially couples out there, y'all know, even if you've been together forever, it's not easy talking or telling someone something that you don't want to tell them.
It's not
or telling easy. Someone something that
marriage
makes you
isn't
feel vulnerable.
Easy. The fun part is like when you get through the hard shit and y'all are like winning together. Like you're in like a real honest space. It just feels different.
It does feel different. It feels different. Sometimes you do it really well. I feel like sometimes we do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes we like...
Crash and burn, yes.
You ain't said this. Why you ain't said this?
Where was this? What? What do you mean? Why you just now?
Mm-hmm.
I hate the why you just nows. Why you just now suck?
Because why you just now needs answers.
You know?
So but, we did say we would tell each other, but we could understand why it's hard. And then we shared our reactions. Mikey, the whole time, you were like, this was awkward.
The whole time
I didn't know if
it was
awkward for you because it was two men, but it didn't make any sense because you're not usually like that.
No, it was making me uncomfortable because I'm like, it was just like a mix of all the bad decisions you can make in a situation, right? We watch these movies and be like, oh, that's white people shit, right? Like, it's a thing that happens. Like, mm-hmm. That's just stuff they do. We watching all this miscommunication. Like, well, this is what you do if you want to fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what you was doing. You keeping secrets. You got a text message string going with your homeboy about cheating in a video game. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it ain't funny.
Like, you really are. You put, at one point, bruh put a chair in front of his gaming door.
Yeah.
Like, to lock his office so that nobody could get in.
Including his child.
In a fighting game, there are different boards, like places that you can go. There's mm-hmm. a city, there's a jungle. They went everywhere. Niggas went on a world tour and
to have sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And fought and argued and tried to figure out what was going on. The episode ended with them like meeting up in person. It was like, we got to see if this is real. Like, we've been doing this in the game. That's been our only communication. We got to like see.
Yeah.
They kissed. It was weird. But both of them made a face like, yeah, nah, I ain't feel nothing.
Well, it was obvious they did. So then I was just like, are we, you know.
I'm like, so y'all just going to continue together? To lie.
Right.
That's what was awkward about it. Like, at some point, you have to recognize the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
What do you
think? I think that spiral, because for instance, one thing that I've been told, because I think that normally in relationships, it is common to assume that the man is going to always be the one that fucks up.
Yeah.
You know, like this thing with Joe butting this in. We always like, it was Joe. You know, Joe probably said some shit that was crazy. You know, but what if it was sin? You know, you always mm-hmm. assume normally, like, it's natural to assume that it is the man that did something, right? And so I've been warned, you know, like, from a fellow woman, I think it was my mom or some other people. But, like, don't assume that you won't be able, you won't ever be the one that gets caught up, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I've never been able to let that go. And I think that... Because it's real. If you go around thinking you can never do any wrong, you're perfect, the problem is never going to be you. And I think that this episode really showed, because, you know, he had no reason to, they were fine, you know, in theory, mm-hmm. you know, but then this game happens. And I think that I feel like I was really moved/... I think the episode did a really good job of showing you how a small thing could turn into a downward spiral.
Yes,
like, it can really,
can really
get
snowball.
Out of control.
Yes.
Right. Right. And I was like, oh, shit. You know, like, it was just very, I felt like it was very close to home.
Again, this is a really dramatic depiction
yes.
of what could happen. However, the concepts still apply. It can start with a small text message to an old friend, somebody that you, like, used yeah. to talk to.
Yeah.
Then it becomes you not sharing whole truths with your wives or your husbands. And then it becomes meetups here or there or... I don't know.
Emotional cheating.
Basically, it started off with cyber cheating. Like, y'all talking to each other through Instagram. You know, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and because y'all haven't physically done stuff, because this is how people think. Yes. Nah, I ain't touched him. I ain't touched her. So, nah, we ain't really cheat.
Yeah.
We just talking.
But I feel like when it started impacting you being able to touch the person you with.
Yes.
You ain't even kissing. You ain't even like, and we know each other so well. That shit would be and like, hold up. Sense hold
because
up.
She looked good. Yeah, like it don't make no sense.
It's Nicole Bahar. I loved her in Sleepy Hollow. I really hate how they did her. But anyway.
Remember when we did Threesome or Nah? She wasn't acting during that time.
She's always acting.
She wasn't like big during that time.
Yeah, she was.
In my mind. Because she was but on the show.
But now she
really
watched
like.
The show.
Now looking back and remembering, yeah, she would definitely like, if you're open to that one.
I can't stand
it. I just want to watch two of y'all. Anyway. And Striking Vipers.
Mikey. We had an in-depth conversation, y'all. And we were trying to figure out, like, is the sex better inside the game? Or do we need to go
like,
in together?
We went in-depth about like, what is
are
happening.
Gay? Well, we have given each other the green light, like they did at the end of the show.
That's what it came down to. We said, how would we have handled this?
Yes.
And we started trying to use, like, real-world examples. So in this case, you have this emotional attachment to somebody else.
Yes.
We all know that polyamory, polygamy, all of these things exist.
They do exist, yes. People are in these relationships.
Now, we are in a monogamous relationship, which means it's just two of us. We are locked in on each other. Mm-hmm. She's enough for me.
Yes.
I'm more than enough for her.
Oh, yes, baby.
Why you say, oh, like, nah, don't do that and don't blink at me and don't laugh.
Yes, no. You are.
You think just because you got, like, cute cheeks, you
your
can just do what you want.
Is awake. Let's keep going. Okay.
So those type of relationships exist, mm-hmm. but that's just not the life we live.
It's not.
And this is not, you know, necessarily to cast judgment on those people. However,
okay,
because that is not the life that we live, that's just not the response that we're going to get. I'm not going to see myself being like, okay, babe, sure, please, on my birthday night, while I'm doing something, you go get piped down by a random guy in a bar.
Oh, no, not piped down.
Yes, going, because, oh, another thing that we highlighted, on their anniversary night, they were supposed to meet up at a bar.
Yes.
And there was a guy looking at her. And he walked over and was like, can I buy you a drink? And she was like, oh, I'm waiting for my husband. He's like, oh, you know.
And she was contemplating and saying that she won.
Naturally. Because, again, she's an attractive woman. She's going to get hit on by dudes.
Right. Like, and she hasn't had any in months. And her husband out here in this virtual reality game getting some.
So.
Only one out here.
Naturally. Anyway. Like, stuff like that happens. People, you know, you could think that somebody not looking at your partner if you want.
Yeah.
But someone always is.
Yes.
We know that guy. We know that girl.
We do. Okay. So we agreed that we want to do the takeaway. We want to do the green light for each other. And ultimately, I feel like this. Okay. Two takeaways. We're getting into that. So my first takeaway, we want to go 1-2-1-2.
Yeah.
I think first takeaway was shame and fear really isolates you and mm-hmm. tricks you into thinking you can't trust people who love you. And like, he didn't have to spend a year doing this crazy shit. If he could have told his wife from the beginning, she would have been like, cool, on your birthday, you do this, I do this. You know, they could have came to this conclusion.
Or they
could have
came together and just shut it down. It'd
right.
be like, you know what? I get it, but nah, we're not doing that. You
exactly.
know, you're right. We're not.
Right.
Before it got to the point where it's like a real mental attachment. Black Mirror highlighted a couple things a couple seasons ago.
Right.
Like being in this game, it does start to feel real.
It does.
It does mess with your mind and things like that. So naturally, being in that video game is going to do stuff to your mind.
Yeah.
Being that it is a mental
and
virtual
it's
reality.
Sex.
Yeah.
And dick is dangerous. And they figured it out.
I love you.
That virtual reality. Okay. Okay, what was your one takeaway?
One of my takeaways was bravery.
Okay.
And the importance of being bold.
Okay.
Right? When you get in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
somebody has to be the first one to speak up, right? That's bravery.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna shoot my shot. Bravery, boldness.
Right.
I'm going to take this chance. Bravery, boldness. I don't think any of that is supposed to stop once you're in a relationship.
Right.
I'm going to be vulnerable with her right now. Bravery, boldness.
Right.
I'm going to tell him the truth and I'm going to risk looking stupid out here, but whatever. I love him. Bravery, boldness. You know, like those things should not stop once you are committed to somebody. Honestly, that's just more opportunities to go and try some shit. Because at the end of the day, Randy can't leave me.
Oh.
If I'm not trying, like, if I'm not damaging to her,
right.
essentially.
Yes.
So, like, me sharing, you know what, Randy, I secretly dream about eating my toenails. Like, something like that. Like, bravery, boldness. Like, she's not going to leave me because I come out with these secrets.
I believe that.
She's going to talk to me about, like, you know, like, do you need to go
change
eat toenails? You know, like, whatever.
we need to call her and.
But when it basically, when it comes down to, from what one of my biggest takeaways was, choosing moments to really just go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it with that person. She like YOLO was a thing for a while, and it was stupid because people took the concept and applied it in a way that didn't
take advantage
sense.
Of it. Yeah.
However, I think a healthier way of looking at you only live once is like there's no need to bullshit.
Right.
Especially if you are attached to somebody long term, forever. And I think that if both people adopt that attitude, like you'll never stop talking.
Yeah.
You'll never stop talking. If we both just out here being brave, like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to tell you what I like. Oh, really? I like that too. Really? Why you ain't say nothing? Because I didn't know if you thought it was weird. Nah, of course I'm into that. Come, let me lick your booty. You know, things like that. Like, those conversations won't happen.
You're an idiot.
You'll never know that your girl like to have her face written if you don't.
Mikey.
Yes. So the point that I'm making is bravery, boldness. Done. What was your second
takeaway? My second takeaway is if it scares you to tell your spouse it's time to talk.
Yeah.
That is a sign that it's time to share information.
If something in you is like really blocking you from speaking up, that's a good point. Then you have to speak.
The other night, example. Mm-hmm. Is I told Mike I've been having this conversation in my head for like 3 days and I realized that it's time to bring it out. I mean, I knew then 3 days ago that it was, but it was freaking me out. But I was like, this is not healthy. This is not healthy. And so I said what I had to say about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but like that's like that was like, and it was part of that episode. So I'm just like,
oh, okay.
No, it was. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm not trying to be like this Black Mirror episode. Let's just talk. Because that was, you know, it didn't have to get that way.
Was it going to turn into you virtually cheating with your friend?
What friend? I don't have any friends.
You have lots of friends.
I do. Not.
And they're pretty. You have some pretty friends.
I do have pretty friends.
Exactly. You can virtually cheat with any of them.
I know them too well. See, this, it ain't like that at all. I love my friends to death, but I won't fool with none of them. And everyone that does fool with them, God bless you. Because not a single one.
Got some sense?
Not a single one.
Yes, they do.
Not a single
one. I love all of you ladies. Y'all are great people if you still listen to our
podcast.
Not
a single one has a lick of sense. Go ahead.
Okay.
Your second takeaway.
My second takeaway was, it was basically just surrounded self-inflicted pain.
Okay.
You ain't got to sign up for half this shit. Like,
yeah.
Part of what it means to be human is self-preservation.
Yeah.
We don't do things that cause us harm.
Yeah.
Applying that same attitude in your relationship can be helpful. I don't know what girl I was dating at what time that I realized that like me keeping her at a certain distance was going to hurt me. So I had to like bring her closer or I had to move her away. Like at a certain point, it was probably like high school.
So me?
No, it wasn't you. It was probably that ex.
Am I going to have to beat that out?
Ex. No, yeah, no, you don't have to. I didn't say nothing.
You did.
Then just
God damn,
delete that little part. It was that ex.
Okay.
And there's a moment where you really got to think about, like, is this going to help me or hurt me? Like, for real, for real. Yeah. Not surface level. But is this going to hurt me? Or can this possibly help us in the future? And you just got to kind of run with it. Because that boy literally could have just said, look, babe, something weird happened last night.
Hey, jump in this game with
Carl
me.
Carl gave me this game for my birthday, bro. Like, I was on the grill. You saw me. I was just grilling. I was cooking it up,
smoking.
Right?
You smoking too much.
Nah, you're not listening,
game.
Babe. Look. Shit was straight, bro. We were fighting. I was playing around. I saw my knee was good. You should have seen it, boy. I was hopping. I was flipping. I kicked that nigga one time. Shit was straight. We get in the second round. I'm all healed up. You know, I'm just like into it. And he started looking at me. And I'm like looking at him. I don't know what happened. But, you know, we kissed. It was weird. We kissed. I pushed him off me. Ew. Now, I'm talking to you about this because I kind of like to kiss a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if it was because I was kissing the girl or because I was kissing Carl. Help me.
You would be like that. Like, help me.
It was a cute little Asian girl. I don't know if I just cheated. What did I just do? Help me. That conversation comes off a lot different than, baby, I just bailed you out of jail because you got into a fight with your friend in the street. Why? We fought because we've been fucking for some months. He wouldn't stop calling. He came by the house. I told him not to come by the house. I told him I was going to meet him in the game. I didn't meet him. Then I met him. Then we had sex again. And it got weird. He was telling me about this bear that he fucked. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. That's a different conversation. Help yourself. Help your relationship. And speak up. Speak up. Because honestly, if the person you're talking to looking at you like you're crazy, and if they going like, I don't know, Not if they're gonna leave you, but if they're gonna shame you for it, then that's no just that's something that's important to know also. Like, how you gonna come at me for being honest?
Yeah.
Because I could imagine that first one going differently.
Like, well, it's also, like, let's not, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I probably would, I don't know. Like, I also think that it's fair to have human reactions to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, to, it's not, like, we say all the time, it's not easy being told you're annoying, you know.
It's not.
Or that you hurt me, or things like that.
But your human reaction can be a healthy one. Like, you don't always have to react in anger. Sometimes it's okay to take a breath before responding, you know?
I know.
Randy had a pacifier in her mouth. She couldn't respond.
I did.
It was cute, though.
We're parents.
You're a great mom. You do an amazing job.
Thank you. Do you think I'm a good wife?
I think you're a great wife.
Thank you.
Would you let me cheat with my friend in a video game?
Which friend?
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't have nobody to cheat.
Would you give me a green light?
Green light to do a...
Exactly. Go to the bar, pick up somebody.
I give you a green light to go to the bar and have somebody flirt with you and shut them down and then walk outside and we hop in the cab together and you give me a head on the ride home. But
you are into that crazy shit.
And I would love to. We should definitely go role play, you know, like act like we're flirting with somebody else and then come meet with each other in the bathroom. But nah.
Hey, I have to role play with somebody else. I can't role play with you.
Randy can't role play with me. It's really sad.
Because I know too much. I think you shut up.
I walk up and be like, hey, I know beautiful, what your how you doing? Like. She just start laughing. I'm like, you know my underwear look like. It's fucked up. It's real fucked up.
Jimmy looking at me like, really, mom?
Just so that we are clear, there's nothing wrong with my underwear for the people who are listening. It's just that the pairs are few and
don't lie. Let's just not even lie.
Very, I got more. I got some new ones.
You did get some new underwear.
I'm wearing them. They're nice. They're comfortable. Hanes. Power Flex Stretcher. Some shit. It's real brave. Yeah.
So those are our takeaways, y'all. Lord.
Engagement.
What you think about this episode?
I enjoyed this episode.
Did you?
I did. I really hope that, I guess another takeaway, like if you and your partner are looking for a game night, not a game night, a date night thing, a something thing, and y'all have never watched Black Mirror, start watching it. They are conversation pieces. They are interesting. I don't know if you've heard anything or haven't heard anything about it, but it really is a good show, and I like it.
Yeah, I love Black Mirror. I don't know when we started watching. Years ago? We binged it.
When it first started.
Yeah, we love Black Mirror.
Good time.
So, engagement. Anybody else love Black Mirror? Will you watch this episode? And if you did, what did you think? What did you think?
Share your thoughts because Jesus, H Christ.
Yeah.
Your boy was stressed.
This was a really good one, I felt like.
It was.
It was a good first lead up to like them being gone. I don't even know how long that last season was ago, but it was a good, like, oh, y'all came out the gate. But that's also, I like the themes of like, I think I like the themes of like exploring Black male sexuality.
Mm hmm.
Gayness with Black men, like between Black, you know, relationships with Black men.
They touched
men.
On all of that, like, you know,
but like very subtly, like, yeah.
I don't know, like, what we're doing. Like, it also highlighted the poor way in which Black men communicate with each other,
right?
Because they just could not talk about this, but they can continue to meet
in this game and have sex all over the place, and they're not just like having like that, y'all. They like.
They cuddling afterwards.
They cuddling. They talking in the game. They expressing it. Like, they like. Like, what? But you can't do it as in real life. Y'all go watch episode.
Go watch episode.
So, all right.
Before we get into this next episode, obviously all of our episodes. Before we get into our fight or flight, all of our episodes are sponsored and brought to you by the good folks over at Patreon.
Yeah.
The Black Millennial Marriage Patreon features additional content like Randy's blog post about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer, Mikey's Daddy Journals, additional mini and bonus episodes that are only about the life of Drew, early access to what's going on with our family, Mikey's mixtapes, and more. If this sounds like something you might be into, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out on patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
Yeah. So we have.
Or go to www.patreon.com and then search Black Millennial Marriage and join.
Interested to know what many episodes are currently out there. We have one about 5 hours. Mikey's mom kept Drew for 5 hours and it was like being back in college.
Yes, ma'am. Good times.
We also talk about how. Another episode, Raising Drew, we talk about how our traumas have informed the way we raise her, or we want to, and
how that continues to evolve as this child grows, because things are getting weird around here, y'all. She's sitting up.
She's
looking like people. She aware as hell. It's weird. It's weird. Also, my mixtape of bangers. Please ask about me. You know what I'm saying? I could have your summer right. Your workout been weak. You could have been listening to my mix. You probably would have been better off. What else? I got pool party music.
There's also an episode about what it was like to have a day off from Drew. Day on from Drew.
Randy was given a day to, like, go be a person. like a day, like a rip, right. just to go be elsewhere and not call us, no talk to us. And I was given a day to be thrust into the world of fatherhood, and what a struggle and win that was for me.
Yeah. So there's some fun stuff out there. In bonus episodes, we highlight 6 current events that we like to talk about. We give ourselves 4 minutes each, and we go in.
So if you enjoyed us talking about stuff like Black Mirror, or mm-hmm. just current events, politics, things of that nature, mm-hmm. we're talking about it over there. So check it out. You'll be glad that you did.
All right. So fight or flight.
Fight or Flight this week is brought to you by my gorgeous wife, who may take it easy on me if she knows at the end of this Fight or Flight, she might get some.
Might get some. Yeah, we have so much to talk to you about this challenge.
Yeah. That episode. Ooh, we should probably update people on the 21-day challenge.
We should. And we'll do that next episode.
Next episode.
So, maybe next episode. Just keep listening to us and find out. Okay, so, Fight or Flight.
All right. What's up, Randy?
The other day.
Damn, she started off with the other day. You ever know when you like... You know, sometimes you just know you're about to, like, lose.
The other day.
Yes.
I felt like I was being very vulnerable with you. And I said, hey, babe, are you satisfied with me? And you know what she said to me?
What did I say?
You could be richer. You could be Oprah.
Oh, my God.
And I felt like really insulted. And I was having a moment with you, and you told me how you really feel.
I'm going to fly.
And I
will flee on this.
Why are you going to flee?
Because I was joking. And you know how normally before I come to Randy with a humor response, I'll ask. I'll be like, you want to be serious?
You didn't ask.
I said normally.
Oh, okay.
This time I didn't. This time I jumped out the gate because we had already had a conversation.
Did we?
Yes. Not even long before that, about just liking each other or where we are or if we feel like we're okay. Just regular talks that we have. So Randy asking me, am I satisfied with her? When I always am, because I love my wife. Mm. I just be like, you know what? I have time today. I have time to fuck with you. So my first response was, you could be richer.
You could be Oprah.
You could be Oprah.
You know what? Whatever.
Because Stedman is straight right now.
What does
Super
Stedman,
straight.
What does Stedman
Mad mean? Little African kids is straight right now what? Off Oprah. Niggas is eating. Mikey. They still got the same Toyota Corollas that Oprah gave away in her show in the mid-2000s. They still got them cars. They straight.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying you could be Oprah.
Anyway.
But other than that, I'm satisfied.
And the bag in the trash can. You never put
you
the bag
have
in the trash
ones.
Can. I have things, okay?
Got you. What's the second one?
You never put the bag in the trash can. I do put the bag in the trash can.
I just didn't today.
Like I said.
So me and Randy just got back from a really great game night that I'm not going to let Randy ruin, that she put together to celebrate my completion of this program, which again, I'm also really, really happy about.
Have
the night before we left, I had chopped up some chicken because I had to make stir fry for dinner or whatever. It had raw chicken in the bag. When we were leaving the house, I literally took the garbage with us because I didn't want raw chicken to sit overnight. Right. House by itself. So I just grabbed a bag and we left. We just got back today. We're moving stuff, bringing stuff in the house. Well, I'm bringing stuff in the house. We're moving things. Things
hey,
are happening.
You told me.
I did. I told
to
you
sit
your
down
ass down.
And we'll sit with your baby.
Y'all relax. I'm going to go grab stuff out of the car and come back downstairs. We're getting situated. Randy realizes there's no bag in the trash can. She was like, so you didn't put a bag in the trash can? I'm like, well,
he goes, nope, I didn't because I don't respect you, nigga. So I ain't putting no bag in the trash can.
That ain't what I said. I ain't going to say that's not what I was thinking, but that's not what I said. I said, nah, I ain't putting no bag in, but this is an anomaly. I will continue to do what I've been doing, which is throwing out the trash regularly, Randy Danielle, and making sure that there is a trash bag in the garbage receptacle.
Thank you. So, that's my fight or flight. PDA is your first.
PDA. All right. She's staring at our daughter, so I'll just wait till I have her eyes.
Sorry.
I miss your eyes, by the way.
I miss you, too. Your daughter doesn't want our marriage to last. Drewby, let the mic go. Let go.
I like there's a Black Mirror episode about this.
Baby, it's a Twilight Zone. Drewby, you stay. Okay. I'm listening.
All right. So, as I just mentioned, I just completed a million week course.
Yeah.
I don't really know how long it was. It's been 4 months.
Yeah.
And I have been learning software engineering. I am now officially a software engineer / web developer.
You are. Yay.
Those were snaps and claps in the background. Need an app? I can build it. Want a website created from scratch? I can build it. Trying to build a video game? I can be a part of your team to create it. I know things now. I drink and I know things. I'm a tall black Tyrion. So.
Lord.
Yes, I'm a tall black Lord Tyrion. Thank you. Good job. Randy, as anyone listening to this knows already, has been the primary love giver to our daughter.
That's not true.
The primary love giver being that you have had more time with her in her three, almost 4 months of life.
Yes. I mean, in terms of like during the day.
Yes.
Yes.
Like more physical time in her presence.
Okay. Okay, fine.
And during the time, Randy has been doing a lot. Working on her personal stuff, trying to get herself together physically, emotionally, mentally. But there have been roadblocks because you can't, while it's cute on IG or YouTube, you can't really do yoga with an infant at home. Those full body workouts that all those fit people do with their children
breastfeeding attached to,
it ain't necessarily realistic when you're trying to like work past the pain of a C-section scar or work past the tiredness of a 3 hour sleep night.
Yeah.
I have been struggling. I have had a very hard time. I have been afraid to tell you things. I have been I haven't been as vulnerable as I have been in the past because of how hard you are also working and how tired we are. But I had a little breakdown not too long ago. Just letting Randy know how tired I really am. And even with all of that, I still recognize how hard you work. And I wanted to say that I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I want it on the record that I appreciate you because I'm going to start doing things that show that a little bit differently. Randy has expressed that she is ready to get back into the gym.
I am.
And so Daddy is going to be doing whatever he can to get her those days so that she can go. While the class is over, the process has not stopped. Right. I still need to find a job.
Yes.
And I will do that. But I will do that while also playing the role of a father and a husband who loves his wife and the mother of his child. So I'm going to do my best to make sure that you meet the goals that you want to meet. Last 4 months were great. They were awesome. I'm over it. I miss you. And I want to spend time with you. And I want you to get back to the space that you want to get to. So I'm here, baby. I love you. And I'm ready to support all that is Randy, that Randy needs to get done.
Thank you.
Use me.
I will. I plan to.
I love you.
Patreon, there's a blog post coming about this. Thank you, baby. I really appreciate you saying so and saying all these things. I believe you. My PDA. So
what you got?
You are done with the you're done with the learning process.
I am.
In terms of like what this program was
done with
for.
My initial yes.
Yes. And babe, this was really hard. Like we've been doing episodes and we haven't really, I don't think we've honestly really touched on how hard this has really been. I don't even know if we really can.
Yeah, nah, episode 52. So you want to go back to school. It's going to be coming up really soon.
I don't know. Like, this was really hard for both of us. And I know that there were times you didn't want to tell me that you were equally tired or just as tired. Or, you know, I know. We avoided major blowout fights this process.
I think we did a great job.
We love
that,
each other. And I think we did a good job of showing each other grace and thinking before we speak and maybe going to sleep first or grabbing something to eat first. Or drinking some water and thinking about what we gonna say to each other before we say it. I think that we did a good job of that. But mainly, I'm really proud of you because, Mike, this was very brave. You haven't traditionally worked in the way that you've always said you would work in 6 months because you had to give up that job to do this program. Now, the job sucked. You hated it. It didn't pay well. You loved your kids, though. So I get that there was some grieving there, some mourning there. But it was very brave. And I really respect you for doing that. And I told you, you can't disappoint me because this is already like so grand. You know, you did really well. And this was really hard. I know. I saw you. I watched you sleep very much. And you didn't sleep too well all the time. And you woke up talking in cold. You really woke up often.
Yeah, every
in
time
your
you
sleep,
bring that up, I know that you mean that you think that you heard what you
I
heard.
Know what I but then
I don't
like, then
think I,
re-
I was actually talking
then
cold.
I recall what you say and
that's
it
true.
Is cold.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know that unless you were in the class.
Right. So I know that you've been working really hard. I'm really proud of you, Mike, and I'm really impressed with you. And I know you're gonna find the job worth what you've learned and you've done so well, like your projects. You haven't really shared much about your projects, like the end results, but I have some favorite projects. Like, you created Connect 4. Like, and you created, like,
from scratch. It was beautiful.
Website from scratch. And, like, y'all, he's not allowed to, like, use desktop folders. So, everything on Mikey's computer is in code. It's like the Matrix. It's so sexy. Like, you're a nerd. You're a nerd now.
I love you.
Dork. I love it. It's just like, it's a great. It's so great. I'm really proud of you. I'm happy that this program is over and I am too ready to get back into like, what is Randy going to do now? So I'm really looking forward to that and like what that looks like. And Drew loves you being home too. It's weirding her out, but.
Yeah, I think I'm traumatizing
like,
my baby.
Yeah, she's like, hey, it's 9 a.m. And you're still here. Where's my mom? She's like figuring it out that daddy's home.
I think she wants to miss me. And she hasn't missed me because I'm here. Now she's like,
yeah,
she's thrown off by it. But whatever, we're going to build.
Yeah, she's a little thrown off. But not, I don't think it's a bad way. She's just thrown off because this ain't been what's been happening since she's been here. So I'm happy you're home. Yeah. So, all right.
Well, thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, y'all. Thank you again for listening.
Ooh, they confused. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
You dig it. I dig it. What good soil, yo. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping
talented. Ooh, they confused. Did the episode just end? Yes, it did.
It did end. Goodbye. We love you all.
Our format's changed up a little bit. Merry Christmas.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's one.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.